in the tomb of a soul. In the tomb of the soul, read our responsive reading. In the tomb of the soul, we carry secret yearnings, pains, frustrations, loneliness, fears, regrets, worries. In the tomb of the soul. This is my salvation story. For in the tomb of the soul is where you would have found me shortly after my freshman year of college, both literally and figuratively, as I stood graveside, having just answered the call to be a pallbearer, having just lowered my friend, Mary, into the ground. You would have found me standing alone in a crowd of people I did not know, for the only person I knew there had been Mary. Mary and I began our relationship on a double date. We did not meet until then. We went to separate schools, and she was not my date. At our first meeting, the attraction between us was instant, electric, chemical, invasive, and overwhelming. It touched every fiber of our being. And by the end of dinner, it was our first date. And we went on from theater presentation after that. And I feel for the two people that were with us because I don't know what was going on for them. Embarrassingly, I don't even remember my date's name. So, Mary and I, off and on, we kept going. We survived her semester in Japan through letters back and forth. I still remember her tight scrawl on onion skin paper, the crinkle of her words in my hands. We survived cool periods, missed phone calls. We waxed and waned and waned. Occasionally, we would get together again to share a movie, perhaps a picnic. And then those moments came. When those moments came, they felt like fine silk blowing free in the wind, rippling over my hands. Too fine to grasp, too smooth. Then Mary would flutter away, out of reach, untouchable, unknowable. Then came college and separate schools, separate cities. The freshman 15 weighed heavily on Mary. It was a more sign of what was going on inside of her than outside. And the freshman 15 became the freshman 30, and then the freshman 50. The last time I saw her was from a distance as she looked at me from down the road and stepped into her home and then did not answer the door. That following summer came the call. And the lowering of Mary into the ground. A victim of depression and suicide. Contemplating her, contemplating myself, is where you would have found me that day. As I went home. I went home and I simply sat at the keyboard. I sat at the piano in that darkness of the tomb of the soul. What you might ask is salvation. What is salvation? What in a UNU context does that mean here? Here I agree with Lynn Unger. I was not saved that day, but salved, anointed by gentle hands, anointed by gentle notes. As I picked and pecked and toyed and poured myself into the keyboard, this piece emerged. It is by no means perfect or worthy of much, but it is Mary. And it did for me push the stone from the tomb of my soul and invite the light to awaken me to the possibilities of new life in myself and in the world. May it be so.